Seven of Dots. Down to us is Daber, and the base of America also to us is to speak. And the higher is from Dabash of Kedusha. Or to think in Dabash of Kedusha. Also, last year, Shem said, the Chalat Hashbrok, the people of Shechol. To us is to mention the names of Shem Yuchim, or Hashbrok, even in a different language. The base of America is to voice in the Tsunafis. If we bring down that twice, that'd be awesome. When they're writing letters, they won't write Shalom, they'll write Shalom Bo with a slash, because the letters would end up in the garbage. However, the meaning is the Hakel. And, but Yirei Shemayim would be Machmir. Now, in a base of Merchas, there's really three rooms. There's the Cheder, Hapinimi, the inner room where everyone's undressed and they're tiling over there, they're bathing and they're dipping. This is the middle room where some people are dressed and people are not dressed. It's where people are getting dressed and people are getting undressed. It's used for both. So there are people that are dressed and people that are not dressed. And then you have the outer room, which is where when you come into the base of Merchatz, let's say where you pay, over there, where everyone's dressed. Now, what's the reason why we give base of Merchatz the din of Isser to say Drash of Dusha? So the Mishmur brings down the two reasons that it's either because kinofish, it's in the Mishmur and Simon Pei Heis of Kadaches, kinofish Zohama b'seichai u'ma'os. Since there's a lot of Zohama in it, it's Ma'os b'havle k'tzoya. It's like tzoya. For basic kisei. B'havle k'tzoya basic kisei, it's like tzoya and basic kisei. V'atam isse, v'atam isse hiru b'chol eilam k'amis. And we don't have that. So according to this reason, what does it mean Zohama? Zohama doesn't mean just steam. Zohama, right? Because we're talking about being Ma'os. This is the Mogen Rav. So the reason of Zohama is because there's a dirt in the air. It's more than just steam. It's like steam room, right? In the Schwitz, in the sauna over there. So this is like, there's like thick, it's thick air. Over here we're talking about where since before people are bathing. So there's like a dirt in the air. So that's Ma'os. That's what Zohar meant. Which pashtas in most sharons nowadays, it does not even if it gets steamed up, but doesn't get to Zohar. Does not get to Zohar. This is the second reason. Yei Shaimru. No, it's not there. Second reason is, because since everyone is aluminum over there, so therefore it doesn't pass to the second reason that it's brought down is because since everyone's aluminum, everyone's undressed over there. So therefore, it's not a place for saying Dvarim Sheva Kedusha. Okay, those are the two reasons. Now, we take a look at the Rama over here in Simin Pei Dalet. Rama says that, that's actually Mechaber, sorry. The Rama on the Mechaber. Ubeim Tzoyi, in the middle room, Shekhtzas Oyim Nebsham Levushim, there are people standing there dressed, Uksas Arumim, and some are undressed, are naked. Yeshav Sheila Shalom, or the Kedush Sheila Shalom, Avaloi Krishma Vatila, but not Krishma Vatila. Haga, Umutala Harasham Vidavitur. Ran the Perek Kam of the Shabbos and Perek called Slav. So, in the Chedem Tzai, where there's mixes, is Ketzas Aimim Shalom Boshim, Ketzas Arumim, says Ramah, it's Mutta the Yohara over there with the Mitter. The Pnimi, Shekulam Aimim Shalom Arumim. So then, even Shele Shalom is Asa, and it's Asa Tehid Zahmein, and the Beis Rech is fine. But in Chedem Tzai, we'll be Mutta Behir. Therefore, in our showers, if it's a shower which is in the same room as the bathroom, so then you get into the problems of a bathroom that we discussed in earlier shiurim that we're machmir not to be mahara in the mitzvah. But in a shower room which is only a shower, like over here you have separate rooms for the shower, if there's mechitza separating it from the toilet, so then it comes out over there, that's like chedem tzai, because you go in there dressed, you get undressed, and then you get dressed. So it's like Chedem Tzai. Zom al Chariz al Prahm, therefore we must be here in the shower. Okay. Let's go a little further.
But only when you're still dressed.
No, the Chiddush is that even when you're undressed, you're allowed to be Mahara. That's clear. Yeah, that's a good point. It's before that even when you're undressed, you're allowed to be Mahara. There are a few rites for that. Okay. Sif Tezvav. Asa l'daber divrei Torah v'kedusha neged erevah. So now we're moving on to the second half of the simin, which is dinei erevah. Which is dinei erevah. It's also to speak divrei Torah v'kedusha after siddur erevah. Bein shaloi, bein shalach, whether it's for his erevah or someone else's. I feel me katan v'ktana, even if it's from a katan or ktana. Yitzarech mitzvahs mila mutal avarech nege erva satina. Afilim oitzim einav shloi liris is erva. Even if he closes his eyes, he should not see the erva. Loi mahani. Kim shu negdo, it's absent. Yad the pun of bigufa imich negdo. He should tilt his face in his guf from opposite it. Mishmur does say such a lashon that Dafka, he moves his entire guf and he stands a different way, so now the erev is on his side, it's not abstinent, right? So it may not be enough just to turn your face. Upon a big gufa, mechinek. We're here talking about the erva mamish. We'll see that there's three categories. There's erva, the erva itself. There's mekaymis amigusais, by Isha. Mekaymis which are normally covered. And then there's here, which is the third category. And we'll discuss that in the next halacha. Now over here, the kids have mentioned Ervas Katan. Ervas Katan. So it's interesting, take a look at the Rambam. In Hilchos Krishma, the Rambam Hilchos Krishma says, it's also three kids are opposite the Erva of a Katan. The Kasmisha says, it's not any worse than a Goy. Now, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is Moisif, that it's even a Katan Ben Yoimoy, one day old. Not three Krishma opposite Erva, and that's the Stimus Aramam. Stimus Aramam's like that, he's not Mechalik, so it means any Erva's come. The Rabbeinu Yoina brings down over there that there are those that are Noig, that during the Mila, to cover the Katin, the Chasoy said B'Shas Bracha, to cover the Makam HaMila B'Shas Bracha, in order not to see the Erva. V'yeshayimim she'ein tzarch l'zeh, however, there are those that hold that you don't need to. The vade the cotton called kachlik daniel erva v'insorich chasayis v'shas bracha. That you don't need to. Those that hold the armat, they hold that you don't need to because he's very young, and then you don't need to cover v'shas bracha. But by a gadol mashal, does the gadol mean this guy? Is that vade tzarich chasayis v'shas bracha v'le'ir chaver erva dav kriim? So the Rabbeinu already is being aware that there's a question of b'shas mila. You need to cover the erva, not b'shas the bracha, not b'shas the mila itself, b'shas the bracha. And the Rosh adds over there another reason. He says very interesting. This is lashon. Gam nira kibbutz tikuni amila kasi. Since you come to me sak in the mila, karina be'shabe v'yemachnecha kadosh. Ve'im ve'boisi shom shom le'rav v'charev hazdava. Because the group will come into me and stuck in the middle, so you can't say that there's a problem of a machnach kaddish over there.
Even for a gadol?
The chayyim will agree by a gadol they have to cover. But by a katan at least. Now, the question is, we have a stiro here, and we have a stiro. Because we quoted the Rambam Hilchos Krishma that said that it's us to say Krishma from Erev's katan. The Rambam Hilchos Milas writes, Hamalas a gadol, Which is mashma from the Rambam, that's daf if you malas agadol, but if it's a cotton, you do not need to cover it. So why by krishma do we say, so it's a chubas haradvaz. Chubas haradvaz answers this, and he says that erbis gadol is an erba. That's erba, it has a shame erba. Erbis cotton is not an erba. Erbis cotton is not a shame erba. Which erbis cotton means until he's old enough that he's royal abiyah. Until then, it doesn't have a shame erba. Okay. However, says the Radvaz, Krishma, which needs kavanah salev, more kavanah salev than other brachas, and we need that Yishim come to think about other things. Therefore, by Krishma, we were not mechalik between a gadol and a katan. And over there we said, cover it, whether it's a gadol or a katan. But by Shah brachas, even though, you're right, we need by machnech kadosh, v'lei rabu charvis dava, But over there is dafka, gadol which is a shame erev, but not a katan. Well, the hero like hashina, chadad v'levinim kavanas alev k'may b'krishma. First of all, because you don't need kavanas alev on b'krishma. The chesu, the chimashi shall katan shu rabu batadir, v'melach teitarid l'yachid l'idei hero. You won't come to hero. The second reason, the third reason is, the bracha kitzarehu. It's a short bracha. You'll say the bracha 1, 2, 3. Hashengi krishma, where it's more of arichos. So over there, we say to come. So the Radvaz is giving us a few reasons why by krishma we're going to be mechalik between a. And by krishma we're going to ask if bein gadol bein katan, as opposed to mila, we're going to ask him. And lemaisa halacha lemaisa in the Shulchan Aruch, it comes out in Simreish Samachay in Yerudea. Simches, over there it says, Erev is cut, you don't have to cover the Shasta Bracha. But in Hilkas Avodim, it's brought down that someone's Mala Eved, he has to cover the Erev of Shasta Bracha since he's a Gadol. And we find over here in Krishma. So Asalikra is opposite a Erev is cut, so someone has Mukh like the Radvaz. Yeah. What? First reason was that you need more Kavanah Salev by Brachas than by Krishma. There's similar reasons. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch, Rav's lashon is, he says, "Chayin kineged erves katan afil bein yomai, v'yesh matirin kineged erves katan kozman she'ene roi l'biya, dainu ad she'yir ben tesh shanam yomecha, v'chayin ikar. V'lachayin, ein tzach l'chazis erves katan v'shaz b'rechaz amido." Therefore, since there are those who are not there, therefore you don't have to cover it. That's what the v'lachayin is. But okay. Now, I just want to bring out a point over here that, there are those that are mad there. By Krishma. Therefore, the Beis Yosef says that about the lechatchila, a person should be zor lechatchila not to say Krishma in front of Erev is katan. But if he did say Krishma in front of Erev is katan, which is Ein Roi L'biya, you do not need to go back. Now, there's a nikud over here that the Radvaz is saying, which is going to play a role in the future, the halachas, that the Radvaz is saying that one of the chilukim between a katan and a gadol is that by a katan, and that by a brachas, the chilukim between brachas and krishma, that bracha which takes a minute, we're not worried that they come to hear it. Krishma, which is more of a arichas, takes more time, and you're not used to it, so then it's a matzah that will bring to here and there, but it's asa. So this idea we find in a few places. The Mashal, the Mark Tzia, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, says that the Magen Avraham that says that erva b'ashashas is asa, hudin erva underneath a thin blanket. However, there are those that are chaylik and say if it's a thin cover, if you can't see through it, it's mechosa. But still, you shouldn't do it because of here. Rav Maisha, also he's talking about in Eben Ezra Chelidal Simkuf, he's talking about thin stockings. It says it's mechosa because you can't see the foot, you see in the sock. Ach yesh lesa mishum hira. Im kain im hu b'makim shlo yigrum the hira, fine. But again, you see the paiskim are very concerned. Chassam Sefer also. Chassam Sefer was explain that also in the tshuva, Chashmish Mekot Tzadi. This idea, the same thing comes up with pictures, a picture of an erva. It's not the erva itself, but the picture will bring to hearers, so therefore that also, what's it called? Okay.
I just said,
it's not Arab, but it's here.